Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we are joined by one of our franchise partners, and we are going to hear about this amazing brand that has a unique way to scale into a huge business. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But first, as always, a quick reminder of who the heck we are. And Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a business. We are partnered with well over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, and that spans nearly 60 industries. And our goal is to help you find the absolute best franchise to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 series is just to help educate everybody on all things about franchise ownership. So that's us. Why we're here is really about our guest. So joining us today is the Director of Franchise Sales for Anago Cleaning, Mr. Adam Yuzasian. So, and I just got in my head at the last moment, Adam, and I feel like, let's try that again. Yuzasian. How's that better?
Perfect.
Sweet. Adam, thanks for joining us, man. How are you today?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate the time and the opportunity.
Now we're excited to talk to you. And you're in, as I seem to recall, South Florida, correct?
Correct. We are in Pompano Beach, Florida, which is a stone's throw from Fort Lauderdale. Yes.
Awesome. Very, very cool. So you, and I'm in lovely Arizona today. So we've got, there's horrible places to live where the sun shines like, I don't know, 400 or so days a year. It's warm. Winters are those like, oh my gosh, I need to wear a hoodie. It's freezing cold stuff.
I wouldn't give it up for the world. I used to travel in my last world or my last life was a lot of traveling, and there was nothing like coming home to South Florida. So yeah.
I'm with you. Well, cool. And we got a bunch of things we want to talk to you about, Anago, but you kind of teed us up there. Is first thing I always want to just hear, like, who, and mind you, the Reader's Digest version, not the dissertation version, right? But the who's Adam and how did you get into this crazy thing called franchising?
Sure. No. You know, it's funny. Probably it was March of 2020 and this lovely thing called COVID came into existence. And I know that people are probably sick of hearing about it and all that, but it was literally, truly life-changing for me. For 25 years prior to COVID hitting, I was an executive in the hospitality furniture industry. And yeah. So what I did was I would get on a plane almost every week, travel all over the country, and I would sell furniture with my local representatives, and we do presentations and meet with people. Well, that all stopped. There was no more meeting with people, number one. And number two, what also stopped was basically hospitality furniture is basically selling into meeting spaces, public spacing. So think of universities, educational facilities, you know, where people gather. People weren't gathering with COVID. Right. So, Tim, I found myself out of a job in May of 2020. And I said to myself, where do I go where it is pandemic / recession proof? You know, what type of industry is that in? Knowing that my life had really been in hospitality furniture. And luckily enough, Anago Cleaning Systems was looking for a director of franchise sales. And one thing led to another. I was blessed enough to have a couple other opportunities in my old industry. And I just said, I see this thing as long term. I'm going to go to kind of gravitate to something else. So hence, here I am. And I'll be going on 2 years, July 7th. It'll be 2 years for me.
It's crazy. I've kind of grown to love this question because pretty much everybody, and I'm sure you've had the same experience in the last 2 years, pretty much everybody that's in franchising, it was not like this, you know, lifelong dream. Let me get into franchising. It's a dumb luck story, some way, shape or form. And then you get in, you're like, oh my gosh, where has this been my whole life? Right. Whether it's working with one of the franchisors, doing what we do, being franchise owners. And it's rarely in an industry we've always done before. So right?
Yep.
Furniture, right? And what we're going to talk about now, totally different. So yeah, awesome, man. And I didn't know it was that recent for you as well. So
yeah, it really was. It was, and for me, it was being in the right place at the right time. Antigo happened to be looking. And I found myself looking, and just one thing led to another. So here I am. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I know. Just the time just over the last almost probably year or so, I think probably since the first time you and I spoke, but
right.
you are like absolutely amazing to work with, and
thank
our
you.
Clients that have gone through the process have all been blown away by that. So
thank you, Tim.
Yeah. So awesome. Tell us a little bit about what the heck is an Antigo, which like we have to figure out how to pronounce that word, right?
Yes.
So that was number one, Anago,
right.
if you're spelling at home. And then the word cleaning, which always inspires people because it's such an incredibly sexy industry and glamorous.
Yes, very much so.
Tell us a little bit about Antigo.
Absolutely. So you know, it is amazing. Just like you said, Tim, people hear the word cleaning and they're like, oh, cleaning, you know, that's not what I want to do. And that's okay, because the individuals that I'm really looking for to own an Antigo master franchise, and that's really what makes us different than a lot of other, say, single unit franchises or even multi-unit franchises. Antigo is basically where they're going to buy a territory. So say Fort Worth, for instance, somebody comes in, they're going to buy the Fort Worth market. That whole area is them. All of those counties within that, they're theirs. They're not sharing with anybody. It's usually a population of about 1 million or more that somebody is buying that territory. So when they come in, essentially what they're doing is really two main functions. They are selling unit franchises to people that want to be a small business owner. In other words, of a commercial cleaning business. So that's really where people get the tongue tied and they try to kind of follow it along. And really, like I said, in the essence of it, you've got an individual that owns the territory. They are selling commercial cleaning unit franchises. And those people that buy a unit are going to be small business owners, and they will actually be cleaning the commercial cleaning businesses within that territory. So that's what it is kind of like if you looked at it from a real high level. What an Antigo master franchise owner basically is doing throughout the days, again, selling unit franchises, but they're also acquiring cleaning contracts. In other words, they're bidding and estimating on commercial cleaning businesses. So think of everything in your territory. Whenever you drive by a building, somebody's cleaning it, whether it's the employees, or maybe it's going to be a small mom and pop that's cleaning, or maybe it's some of our competitors are out there. But whatever way it is, somebody's doing the cleaning. And that's where the people that buy a unit franchise come into play. Those are the ones that are really doing the cleaning. So to our joke at the beginning that cleaning's not sexy and all that,
right.
It absolutely isn't. But we all like the joke. It does pay the bills. When you look at the revenue and the opportunity, it is a great opportunity. So you have somebody that maybe is a mid to senior level executive that's going to buy the territory. And then you have somebody that maybe like myself at one time found themselves out of a job, what have you. And truly, you can get into the Antigo system for $1,000 down. Somebody could buy a unit franchise and be a small business owner. So it's really pretty cool, Tim.
Yeah, no, and the master franchise is something most people don't know of, and I want to come back to that in a second. But the cleaning piece, just in general, is we'll always talk about your background into franchising and into cleaning, right? Not remotely on the surface the same,
right?
And almost everybody that becomes a franchise owner, they do so in an industry that they know little to no experience in, right?
Right.
Probably never thought of, right? And I always use the example of cleaning when I talk to people. I'm like, you could be the biggest slob on the planet and own a cleaning franchise, right? And especially for you guys, it is really an executive model, right?
Yes.
And commercial cleaning, like I can be a slob. I could not clean my house if I choose to, right? And depending on what my almost 9-year-old is doing out there at the moment, it may look like that right this second, right?
Got it.
But I don't have to. But a business commercially, especially now after everything we've been through the last 2 years, there's no messing around. That has to be clean and has to be done at a high level, right?
Correct.
One of the advantages of a master franchise, I think, is that labor model, right? Because everybody's freaked out from a labor perspective now, right? Talk a little bit about, like, from a quality perspective for your commercial clients, why is it better for them to have this versus the typical labor model where you're hiring the people to clean? What are some of the things, the kind of the advantages with that?
Sure. So in our case, the nice thing is the people that are buying a unit franchise in any territory. So again, you've got the master franchise owner. Anybody that's buying a unit franchise has to be insured. And that is a big deal in our business. In other words, when COVID first hit, and there was like a 3 to 4 week span where nobody left their house. I mean, everything shut down, literally. Right. But what was happening was slowly the people that maybe the employees of the bank or the doctors or the dentist of those offices, they were coming back, but they were afraid to come back, those employees, until they knew that what they were going back into was clean and disinfected. And that is absolutely what we kind of put into play at Antigo. So one, everybody that buys a unit franchise, they have to have that insurance. In other words, number one, because a lot of people are like, listen, it may be some business that has been cleaning for a period of time, but they're not insured. And if something happens, if they bring COVID in, or I need them to, all of these things kind of snowballed. It was a $100 billion industry before COVID. It is obviously going to continue to grow, but now it's just top of mind, Tim. Now it's where people are really thinking. So from an insurance standpoint, from a standpoint when somebody buys a unit franchise and that person is doing the cleaning, that's normally how it works in our process, in our system. You don't have a lot of third parties or subcontractors doing the cleaning. From a consumer level, the person who literally is doing the cleaning in the Antigo system, that person is a business owner. It is on them to make sure their client is happy. So built into our system are monthly evaluations where we go to the facility person or the business owner and say, how's our cleaning? How are we doing? We really put that forward to make sure that, you know, they know who's doing the cleaning, they're satisfied with the cleaning. So after 1 year, when that contract auto renews, they're happily pressing renew and signing on the dotted line because they know the person cleaning it really has a vested interest in their business and keeping them happy.
Yeah, no, I think that quality piece is so key, right? Because again, like you said, that, and that's the, to really just kind of drive home that master franchise is, and could somebody be listening right now and think they would want, like maybe they want to be the unit franchise owner and you know, a lot of, I know you have a lot of husband wife type of teams that are out doing the cleaning. Could there be somebody like that listening? Yes, absolutely. Right. But what we're really, most of the people that are going to hear this are think, I want to be that master franchise owner. Right. And in cleaning in particular, I think, well, geez, I have to hire the labor. You're not hiring, you are finding people that want that small little business, giving them an opportunity to be a business owner. They can do the work, they can't find the work, right? And especially from a commercial standpoint, that's a whole new different ball game than, you know, cleaning my house and then I tell a friend, right? Commercials is totally different from that standpoint, right? So
it really is.
You talk about the master franchise owner. For Antigo, they are selling kind of really two lines of business, right? Mm-hmm. They're essentially kind of doing what you're doing a little bit from a franchise development, finding the unit franchise owners, but they're also basically doing the business development and securing the commercial accounts, right?
100%.
So what's their staff look like? If I come in as a master owner today, am I there by myself? Who else is really with me on the team? What's that look like?
Great question. Everybody asked that. Great question. So when you first come in, there's really only two rules of thumb that you have to, when you buy an Antigo master franchise, two things. One, you have to have about 1,000 square foot office location centrally located in your territory. The reason is the people that are normally going to come visit the master franchise owner are somebody that wants to buy a unit franchise. So you want to give them somewhere to go. So it's not a home-based type of situation. It's an office. Secondly, you have to hire an administrative assistant. You have to have somebody that's going to kind of run the day-to-day, run the office. That way, when the master franchise owner is, say, out either acquiring cleaning contracts or they're doing unit presentations to people that want to buy a unit franchise, that individual is kind of running the office as far as the admin. That's really it from the get-go. As they grow, Tim, the way that it really works in our system is as they grow and the revenue gets to certain milestones, it's built in that it's like, okay, I now have enough revenue to hire another salesperson. So I can have that salesperson either one, get more unit sales, or two, acquire more cleaning contracts. And that's how it's very scalable. Once they reach that next milestone, they hired another salesperson. So normally from the beginning, again, very low overhead, you're going to have an admin, you're going to have somebody doing the selling. As you grow, you hire in the salespeople. That is really how you scale. So to give you an example, in our model, there are certain territories that we have, some that have been around longer than others. They have over 150 unit franchises underneath their scope. That's huge. They have over 500 cleaning contracts. We've basically done a lot of research where we found in any territory that is out there, normally you will find that the largest entity has less than 5% market share. So because of that, there's a lot of business to be had, but there's also a lot of growth opportunity, a lot of, you know, scaling opportunity. So yeah, to kind of answer your question, you need those salespeople. As you grow, you're going to get in some operations people that can kind of do with the day-to-day. Because the goal in this is really for the master franchise owner to buy it, then run it a little semi-passively, and then run it completely passively and let somebody else do it while they can earn the money. That's the goal.
Nice. And I think the piece where you guys have really essentially require that kind of administrative assistant person right off the bat is brilliant. And from somebody that's started a business before and then tried to add that in down the road,
right?
Like that person is, you think, well, we need sales, right? Yes, you do. But man, you need somebody like managing all of the different things that are going on, the calls Absolutely. That are coming in. Hey, you know, Adam, you need to be here, you know, at 10 o'clock for this, and you need to be back here at 2. Like that person is absolutely invaluable, right? So that's key. I think we all get, you know, the commercial contracts, and there's money that's coming in from that. Talk about from a master franchise owner, like, because essentially a master franchise is almost like a junior version of the franchisor. So what are Correct. Some of the revenue streams and the benefits of a master franchise having those unit owners versus hiring that staff?
Absolutely. So number one, I do want to make sure to say this. When somebody first buys a master franchise territory, for the very first year, we're going to do all of their billing, all of their invoicing, all of their collections. And the reason that we do that, because it comes with the franchise fee, we want that master franchise owner selling. So right. just like to your point, Tim, where you talked about having the admin, we want that admin in there because we want that master franchise owner out there selling, growing that business. And so that way, once they start growing the business, they can bring the salespeople, hopefully work themselves out of a job is really what they're looking to do.
Right.
I mean, that really is the goal in all of this. Kind of segueing a little bit, some of the people that have bought master franchise owners in the past, say the last 5 years or so, just off the top of my head, some came from like high executives at Best Buy. Some were executives with Abercrombie & Fitch. One was a multi-unit franchising president of another franchise. These people didn't do the day-to-day. That's really why you have to get that admin in there. You have to get that person in there to run the day-to-day so that person can be out selling. And that's, like I said, that's really what the goal is in all of this. So,
right. Gotcha. And then the money that's coming in, kind of talk about that financial model.
Yeah, sorry,
masters are unique with that. Cause there's a lot of benefit.
Correct. Sorry. You asked about the revenue streams. So there are multiple revenue streams. The main one, when you're first out of obviously selling unit franchises. When they sell a unit franchise, it can be as little as $8,000 or it can be as high as $31,000. Those are the unit franchise costs. We've got like 15 programs. The difference in the spread is the more that they're looking for to get monetarily of cleaning contracts, the higher the franchise fee is. So if somebody comes to you, and at least right now in our system, somebody comes and says to a master franchise owner, I'd like to buy $10,000 worth of monthly cleaning contracts. That's a $31,000 unit fee. That's what they're paying. The nice thing for them is Antigo, of that whatever they collect, only collects a $400 unit acquisition fee. Anytime they purchase and sell a unit, we only collect a $400 one-time fee. So that's obviously a huge revenue stream. There's also the ability to finance certain parts of those unit franchise sales. So if somebody comes in, they have some of the money, they put $1,000 down, we have in our system where they can actually finance. So that's another way as far as that. The other real big one is royalties. When somebody comes in, the master franchise owner is basically collecting a percentage of all of the unit sales cleaning that they do in any given month. So that's a large part of it. I don't want to go into all the details because that's something where if anybody's really interested, I could say, hey, it's five of this, two of that. But the great thing is the reason that they are doing and collecting the royalties is because truly when somebody buys a unit franchise from a master franchise owner, they're just cleaning. That's not what the back office is being done by the master franchise owner. That's the key thing in this, because a lot of people that buy a unit franchise, they can clean great, but they're not good with the sales, or they're not good with the books or the collections or the accounting. So because of that, that's why our system is the way that it is, that royalties and fees are collected, but it's only so the unit can clean and the master franchise owner can help them grow by getting them more cleaning business as they grow their business.
Yeah,
and there's a couple other chain revenue streams out there, but those are really the big ones.
Yeah, and all from you talk about a territory that's, you know, started at maybe a population of a million, right? And you think of, you use Fort Worth as an example, right? Like that whole kind of area, how many Subway locations do you think are there, right? Like,
oh gosh, wow.
100, 500, whatever, right? Or if, again, you've got a huge territory that is yours to be able to grow with, and I know you guys have business counts mixed in there with the population,
right?
But you know that basically every thing that's not a home is a potential customer, right?
Correct.
And you've got tens of thousands of potential customers that you know absolutely positively need your service, right?
Correct. So some type of cleaning.
Yep. It's not ever going to go out of style, right? We're probably a year or two from Amazon being able to, like, I don't know, zip us a robot or something to do it. Right. Yep. So you've got all of those things. You've got the low overhead. You need a small office, but that's nothing in the grand scheme. We're not talking about 2,500 square feet of class A real estate at the corner of Main.
Right.
So all of those great things. You talked about some of the support mechanisms from Anago for your master franchise, that kind of billing and collections things at the beginning. That's huge. Talk about some of the other things that you guys have in place to kind of train and support someone to be successful.
Absolutely. So whenever anybody buys a master franchise, literally one of the first things they do, they are connected to our vice president of franchise development and our vice president of operations, two different individuals. One of the first things that we will do, we'll help pick a location. We will help them find prime location. Basically, you know, it's somewhere, say, off of a major highway or something like that. And we say, okay, that's a great location. We'll even help you negotiate the lease. Why? Because we've done hundreds of them. So we found that, you know, even though that may sound like not a lot right from the beginning, most of these people have never bought a business. They've never, you know, even as simple as, you know, leased out an office space. So we'll help them there. Then what we do is, after that gets started, we have them in here for 10 days worth of training. They come to our South Florida location. We're going to teach them everything they thought they knew, everything they didn't think they know, how to clean as far as, you know, bidding and estimating, you know, how to acquire the cleaning contracts. We're going to give them a list of like the 5,000 local businesses in their area that fit our sweet spot. And our sweet spot is like small to medium commercial offices. So think banks, doctor's office, dental office, law offices, car dealerships. That's our sweet spot. And then when somebody hears that and they're like, wow, just going home from my current job or whatever, I see 50 of those in that 3-mile stretch. Yeah. So to your point, there's thousands of them, Tim. I mean, just so many out there. So there's such a large opportunity. You know, just literally, there's a cleaning right there. That's what we like. So we're going to do training for them. Then in the first 2 years, we will actually do site visits to their location every other month in the first year, and then about once a quarter in year two. And then from years 3 through 10, contract is 10 years that they sign with us, we will come out as needed. Obviously, the better they're doing, the more successful, we may come out less, but we're always there, literally a phone call away.
Yeah. And really, let's be honest, if after this, like, you know, year two, you're coming out there, it's probably because they're not doing very well and you need to, like, a little kick in the backside, right? So But with all of the everything that's done at the beginning, I mean, it's when franchising in general, it's really hard when you find the right fit, it's hard to screw it up. So you've got everything in place. And I think one of the key things from a training perspective for you guys is people can grasp their head, especially if they've had any level of experience doing business development, right? And sales, right? Especially kind of an account, because it's essentially account-based sales. People can grasp their head around that. They're like, how do I get franchise owners, right? That's a little trickier. And I know also a big, you don't like tell us everything, but that's a big part of what that training and ongoing support is, right? Because yes. I'm guessing you guys rarely get anybody that has any clue or any experience in how do I get unit franchise owners? Would that be pretty accurate to say?
That would be very accurate. You know, we always like to say the two modes of what a master franchise owner are doing is acquiring those cleaning contracts and then selling unit franchises. Those are really the two roles. And we like to say both are hard. You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Right.
But if you're looking at what is normally the piece of it that's a little, you know, difficult or more difficult is, yeah, selling those unit franchises. But to your point, that's why they come here for training. We're going to go through all of the, you know, the interview process that they're going to have and all the disclosures that they're going to have with all of their prospective unit franchise owners. And, you know, we like to joke, we almost have 2,000 unit franchise owners to date right now in the system. There's got to be something that we're doing right, you know, and some of those are simply the techniques, you know, all the marketing. We have a whole marketing team of individuals that they're helping with unit sales. They're doing e-blast, they're doing SEO, SMS, you name it, we're doing it. And in some territories, something may work better than another, but that's okay. That's why we don't just have one or two things and see what sticks. We've got 10 to 15 things and say, there's going to be some that work better in this territory than another. So absolutely, we're giving them all that support because their success is our success, as corny as that sounds.
Yeah, no. And it's one thing that I think anytime I've talked to our clients about Antigo, it's they wrap their head around the client acquisition piece, but boy, that whole, my gosh, selling unit franchises, that seems hard. And I'm sitting there going, no, that's the easy part. The other part would be what would scare me. Right. but it's where our experience is. And then you're like, my guess is these guys have some clue how to help you sell unit franchises. Again, there's 2,000 of, and, right. and they're kind of in franchising. They're going to have a little bit of a plan for that. Right. And so again, in franchising, find the right fit and follow the dang plan. Don't screw it up. Right.
That's the name of the game.
This is awesome, man. I know you're busy. I want to be respectful of your time and thank you so much for it. Last thing, maybe what have we missed about Antigo and this opportunity that you want to make sure we know?
Sure. You know, there's a few things kind of, and again, thank you for your time, Tim. I appreciate you having me on. This has been great. There's a few things. And one of the things is, you know, we are a family run business. The gentleman, David Pavlich, who started this in 1989, I guess we're now 33 years ago. He started this business. His son was brought in years later. And his son's name is Adam Pavlich. And in 2015, Adam Pavlich took over as the CEO and president of Antigo Cleaning Systems. In that time, we have doubled sales, the revenue that our master franchise owners are bringing in. Last year alone, we grew 20%. And you know, we like to say, we've been here a long time, not just us, but you know, some of our competitors have been here a long time. It's a $100 billion industry, and it just keeps growing.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of where I leave it as far as it's a great opportunity that somebody can see themselves if they truly understand a master franchise. We just happen to be a master franchise in commercial cleaning. And so it's a great space to be in. We're very proud to be in it. We like to call ourselves janitors, and that's okay.
it is absolutely. And again, especially, you know, I think we're all, like you said, we're all sick of talking about the last 2 years, but it's changed. It's changed all of us. And, but there are some things that aren't going to change and in some ways have enhanced. And guess what? We probably should have always known we should be clean, right? Like washing our hands shouldn't have been like something we had to talk about after the age of like, you know, kindergarten.
Right.
But it was. And so that level of importance is key. And then for anybody that I think master franchises, people don't know much about franchising, period, let alone master franchises. But again, if you've got that desire to grow a big business with the ability to have small staff, long-term relationships with your clients, and then actually make a difference in the community, you're helping other people have small businesses as well. Right. Oh my gosh, like this is, sign me up, Adam, let's go. So,
all right, let's do it, Tim.
So this is awesome. I really, seriously, Adam, thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tim. I really appreciate the opportunity, like I said, and one of the best things that I hear a lot of times when we're having these calls, or maybe I'm talking to other consultants, and they say, that could be for me. That's that I love. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there we'd like to have the opportunity to talk to, and I'd love to talk to them with you. So thank you so much, Tim.
Love it, man. And thank you to all of our loyal podcast listeners. We hope the Franchising 101 series continues to provide insight to the amazing opportunities that are out there. If you're listening at this point, let's be honest, you have interest in franchise ownership. Let's talk. FranCoach.net, Franchising 101 podcast.net. There's never any fee for our service. Maybe it's Anago. Maybe it's one of the other almost 600 brands out there. Let's chat. Let's figure that out. Appreciate your time, Adam. Thanks everybody for listening. And we hope to talk to you very soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.